Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. Well, there's a healthcare professional title that we seem to hear more and more these days. Whether you're in the hospital or your doctor's office or sometimes in practice on their own, you might meet, be diagnosed, or treated by a nurse practitioner. Well, that title, nurse practitioner, seems like it's relatively new, although we might find out in a minute that it's not. To tell us more about nurse practitioners, I'm joined in the studio this morning by two who walk this walk every day. Sue Shaw is a pediatric nurse practitioner in University Hospital Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
And let me introduce you to Mary McBlain, also a pediatric nurse practitioner who works in neurodevelopmental pediatrics, also at University Hospital. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Now, you know, in my own experience, as I said, it's only been a few years since I've heard that title, nurse practitioner, but it's not so new, is it, Sue?
Actually, we've been around for quite a few decades.
And where did nurse practitioners come from?
Well, the nurse practitioner movement was born in the late 60s.
In the late 60s? So it's been going on 50 years now.
I guess so.
Yeah, do the math. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Tell me how it got started.
Well, out in rural Colorado, there was a pediatrician who trained one of his nurses to help him in his medical practice because of a physician shortage. And from there, things moved forward, and nurse practitioner programs evolved, and we are where we are today.
And certifications and credentialing and all kinds of things, which, Mary, that raises the question, what is the background for a nurse practitioner? What kind of education do you need?
Well, the basic background for a nurse practitioner is that you're first a registered nurse, or RN, and then you go on to explore further education. Myself, I received my basic nursing education in a bachelor's program, and then I decided that I wanted to advance my career actually through management and went through a master's program. I became familiar with nurse practitioners in that role, and I decided I wanted to pursue that, so I went on for a post-master's certification program.
And all of this to put NP after your name, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, is that the route that most nurse practitioners take? I mean, what are the requirements to get that NP after your name?
Well, currently in New York State, you have to have a master's in nursing in order to get a nurse practitioner certificate.
All right. And then does that give you a nurse practitioner by itself, or do you have to take a test for it, or what is it you do?
There is a national certification test that once you finish an approved program, then you do take that test so that you are nationally certified in order to practice.
I see. All right. What does that allow you to do? I mean, it gets a little confusing. We now have physicians, we have nurse practitioners, we have physician assistants, which we'll talk about in just a moment. How is a patient supposed to know who to go to get some help? Mary?
Well, I think it's based on your individual need. Within the hospital, there are nurse practitioners, also within offices and schools in your community. What a nurse practitioner can do is give basic nursing care, but on top of that can look at a patient and make a diagnosis, come up with a treatment plan, and prescribe medications or studies that are needed to help that patient. The nursing piece brings in that role of patient education, looking at the total patient and their family, and case management to help them cope with their illness or their condition at the current time.
So, if I understand correctly, you can actually practice on your own, but you're not really on your own. Is that correct, Sue?
Yes, we can have an independent practice, if you'd like to say that.
Like your own office with your name on the door.
Yes, yes. But we have a collaborative agreement with a physician, and that agreement is actually signed and on file with the state.
It is. So it's a very formal arrangement,
even though
you don't have to be in that doctor's office every day.
Correct.
And then what's the difference between being a nurse practitioner who has a practice and a physician's assistant, which I also hear about working with doctors? Mary, what's the difference between the two?
Well, as Sue said, our agreement with the physician is a collaborative agreement where we have our own license and can have our own practice. Physician assistants work under the supervision of a physician.
So they can't be on their own, can they?
No.
No. They work in the office with the physician.
Right.
And that could be the biggest difference. Now, I also understand that nurse practitioners can specialize, which I didn't realize. And each of you have actually done that, haven't you? So tell me about some of the specializations that can take place.
Well, you can find, like Mary said, you can find nurse practitioners anywhere. They can be in rural clinics, they can be in the schools, they can be in hospital-based clinics, they can be in the hospital, they can be in private physicians' offices. So within those job placements, you have specialties and subspecialties. You can have pediatrics, you can have geriatrics, you can have adult medicine, and then you can have further subspecialization. You can have pediatric neurodevelopmental offices, you can have pediatric hematology oncology, you can have general pediatrics. So any subspecialty or any specialty can be an opportunity for a nurse practitioner to practice. So it really depends on where your interest is, where your heart wants to take you.
Excellent, excellent. Mary, tell us a little bit about your subspecialty. Neurodevelopmental is a huge word, and it seems, you know, I think of medical school and I think of many, many years of practice. You come from actually a different foundation to do your work, don't you? So it's a little bit of the difference between a doctor and a nurse practitioner is your foundation. Talk to me about that with your specialty.
Well, within my specialty, the programs that I work in are the spina bifida program, autism, and basic child development, and I also work in a metabolic genetics program. And I am fortunate enough in my role to be able to see patients independently or in collaboration with the physicians I work with, and I have the advantage of being able to have the time to maybe spend a little more time with the patients. I do a lot of phone management. I do a lot of medication changes with families and having them call me back. And it's mostly a lot of case management within my role. And that is the nursing piece that I think I add to the program.
I see. And explain what that case management part of it is. Because I really see it as you've got a patient, but that patient is so affected by everything else that's going on in that patient's life. So explain a little more about that case management part of it.
Well, especially in pediatrics, you bring the whole family with the patient. And these kids are going out to schools and in the community as well. Because of the different roles I've had within the hospital, I've learned a lot of the community resources. I'm able to provide that resource to the families and to the providers that I work with.
Excellent, excellent. Sue, talk to us about your specialty a little bit, because that's really quite different from what it is Mary's doing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I actually work at the Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders here at University Hospital, and we see a patient population that covers 19 counties, and we see diagnoses of any kind of malignancy, either a blood malignancy or solid tumors, in addition to bleeding problems, in addition to just general blood problems. So we see a wide variety of patients, and there are two nurse practitioners, myself and another nurse practitioner, who work in that clinic. And we what I currently do is I have a survivor clinic. So the good news is we have childhood cancer survivors.
Mm-hmm.
But because of some of the treatment that they received, they need to be monitored for life for what we call late effects of their treatment.
I see.
So we have a comprehensive clinic for those children, and I see them, those children and young adults, in that clinic. For comprehensive visits where they come in, we go over their medical treatment, we have a plan of follow-up, their care is directed, and appropriate referrals are made.
One of the things that I think would be fascinating about both of your positions is that you probably see the same families month after month or year after year. You establish some good relationships with them, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And it's very rewarding.
It's got to be. You know, if a young person is thinking about becoming a nurse practitioner, what is it they need to know? Say you're talking about a high school student. What do they need to know to plan for this kind of a career?
The first thing is that they need to become a nurse.
Okay.
And there are many programs around. There's programs locally where they can embark on that.
Well, and they need to get, I think you said they have to get a bachelor's degree in nursing, right?
They need to get a basic certification in nursing, an education in nursing. Their bachelor's degree can be in another field.
It can. All right. So they get that RN first.
Yes.
But they also
they can
need
either
the
get their RN along with the bachelor's, mm-hmm, in a bachelor's of nursing program, okay. or they can get their RN and then go on to get their bachelor's and then pursue their master's in nursing with the nurse practitioner.
Wow. Okay. All right. Now, do any of them, it almost seems like it would be great to get that nursing degree, go out and spend a few years in nursing, get some of that experience under your belt, figure out where you want to be before you become an NP. Would that be right, Sue?
That's a very good point, and that's really one of the things I wanted to bring up. I think you need some of that in the trenches training mm-hmm. before you become a nurse practitioner, where you're seeing patients in the role that you have chosen to see patients in. And you will, once you graduate from your nursing program, I would strongly recommend a few years in a patient care setting before you continue on. And you can always do that simultaneously. You could be getting some master's courses part-time
sure.
if you wanted to. In fact, in the olden days, that was actually a requirement that you had to be an RN, but you also had to have some clinical experience before you were admitted into a nurse practitioner certificate program.
Well, that's excellent. I thank you both so much for your time this morning. We all understand nurse practitioners a whole lot better than when we started, and I wish you continued good luck with your work in the hospital. I know those families are very fortunate to work with both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but we'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.